Hi everyone, this is Steph with A Little Bit of Steph. Thank you so much for following my journey to see what God is doing within me as well as within my life. I don't know about you, but I sure look forward to what's to come. Disclaimer, I am not a therapist or counselor. I am only sharing my life story from my perspective, as well as the things in life that have helped me to heal and are still helping me to heal along the path set out in front of me. Hi, everybody. This is Steph with A Little Bit of Steph. Dear Steph, I'm Feeling Lost, episode 18. Welcome back, everyone. I am doing something a little bit new. I've decided that, with the permission of my viewers who email me, that I'm going to do a Dear Steph episode here and there. So I've got one for you today from a viewer named Tommy. And Tommy says this, Dear Steph, I watched your episode about teenage depression. I am a teenager who went through some emotional stuff a couple of years ago, and it was horrible. My parents thought it was just a phase, so I had to deal with it myself until it got better. I don't feel like I can communicate with my parents. If I try, I feel like they will just downplay it again. I feel so alone sometimes. Even when I am happy, I still have this feeling of sadness, and then suddenly I feel angry for no reason, and I hate it. Other times, I get so anxious that I don't know what to do. I feel like my friends don't like me, even though nothing is wrong. I often feel like everyone has a problem with me. I feel lost. Everyone says I'm just being a dramatic teenager. I don't know what to do. How would you get help for yourself if you were me? Tommy. And my response to Tommy was, Dear Tommy, I'm sorry that when you tried to tell your parents you were in pain, they did not take you seriously. While the feelings you're having may be caused by raging teenage hormones, they could also be a symptom of something more. That's why I'm suggesting that you talk to another adult about your feelings. These feelings in your life may be someone like the parent of one of your close friends, a trusted family member, a teacher or counselor at school, or even your pediatrician if you have one. When you share what's going on in your head with someone that has more life experience, they can sometimes give you a better perspective. You may also call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. Or you can text the word HOME to the number 741-741. These resources are wonderful to give you someone to talk to during your difficult moments. Okay, and so I just want to say that as a teenager, I'm proud of Tommy. I'm proud of you and any other teenager out there who is going to stand up and say, I'm struggling and I know that something's wrong with me. I know this isn't normal. I know this is not okay. I need help. I'm proud of you for having the strength to do that at such a young age. Honestly, you're an inspiration to me because me as a teenager, I did not have the strength to reach out for help. I didn't know how to ask for help. I didn't know what was wrong with me, but you, not knowing what exactly is wrong, know that something's wrong and you're strong enough and brave enough to reach out now. So good for you. And whatever you do, don't stop asking for that help until someone listens to you. Okay. And I want to leave you with this little quote, because this may be a long uphill battle. Mental health is usually never so easy. So I want to leave you with a quote that really resonates with me. And that is, the one who moves a mountain begins by carrying away small stones. Confucius. And just remember that anything in life that is worth something is going to usually, most likely, take some work. So, you know, just work with each little step that you can at a time. And don't give up on yourself. I'm really proud of you, Tommy. Thank you so much for following along my journey.
Thanks for watching. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. You are special. You are kind. You are smart. You are wonderful. You are worth it. You are important. To reach out to me, please do so by commenting or emailing from traumatotriumphpcola@gmail.com. God bless you all.